From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Turns out Miami-Dade got more money than any other county in the state budget that goes into effect in July. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Gina Jordan tells us, that makes the county more susceptible to budget vetoes.
The Florida legislature handed Governor Rick Scott a record election year budget of over $77 billion. Scott has the final say over the budget and can cut funding for programs at will. Miami-Dade has more line items in the budget than any other county. It's also eligible for the most funding at nearly $2 billion. But it's all at risk. All of those line items could be slashed with the veto pen. The funding covers transportation, water projects, and schools. There's also money for cultural amenities and community services. The projects include $10 million for the planned Skyrise Miami Tower, also $137 million for extra lanes on the Turnpike in Homestead, and $20,000 for the nonprofit arts group Cannonball Miami. Scott has until June 4th to decide on any vetoes and sign the budget. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
We have more details this morning about a campaign by Florida's Child Welfare Agency to address the problem of the state's child drowning rates. The Department of Children and Families is releasing two new public service videos telling parents to watch their kids at all times when they're in the water. DCF spokeswoman Michelle Gladdy says caregivers should not be talking on the phone, texting, or reading while sitting by a pool, lake, or other body of water with their kids. She also says children have more access to water in Florida, which has the second highest number of residential pools in the nation.
But it adds an extra danger for children, so it's even more important. We also want to stress swimming lessons. We want all children in Florida to learn how to swim.
Drowning is one of the leading causes of child death statewide, with more than 430 cases reported to the state abuse hotline in the last 5 years. And 28 children have drowned in Florida since the beginning of this year. Well, tonight, WLRN-TV will be rebroadcasting its documentary on Jewish Floridians who have served in the armed forces. The film is titled A Call to Serve, Florida Jews and the U.S. Military. Filmmaker Steve Waxman says finding the veterans was not the biggest challenge, but rather it was finishing the film before they passed away. Only one veteran did not see the documentary. That was Arnold Schwartz.
But his daughter came to the premiere, and she said to me, I'll never forget it, she said, thank you for showing me in his last form of being strong and viable, because she only remembered the 3 months in which he had sort of dissipated and gone down in health. But this film reminded her of the strong man that he was. So that was quite a compliment.
You can see the entire film tonight on WLRN-TV, Channel 17, at 9 o'clock. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.